This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling here with you. You've likely heard by now news of significance from the University of Arkansas this week. On Tuesday, the school announced a grant of nearly $195 million from the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. That money will, among other things, support the construction of a new research facility on the Fayetteville campus. That location has not been determined, or at least it's not been disclosed. Tuesday's announcement also carried with it an interesting aspect, at least I found it interesting, and that is a portion of the Walton grant is earmarked to support the establishment of a, quote, physical presence for the university in Bentonville. University of Arkansas Chancellor Joe Steinmetz said the center or annex or campus or whatever it turns out to be will be an extension of the university's research efforts. He said the initial plan is to find lease space in Bentonville to start those operations as quickly as possible, with some decisions coming at a later date about what a more permanent or long-term Bentonville facility might look like. We've got that story online with more information, including a detailed funding breakdown, and you can check it out at nwabusinessjournal.com. The race for Arkansas governor is still a couple of years away. Attorney General Leslie Rutledge declared her candidacy last week. Why so early? We will hear from the candidate after the break. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, who is the first Republican and the first female elected to the office, says she will run for governor in 2022. The field to file for Arkansas governor will likely be crowded in 2022, particularly on the GOP ticket. Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin, a Republican who has also served in the U.S. Congress, has already announced for the state's top office. State Senate President Jim Hendren of Gravette and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders are also reportedly considering runs for the Republican nomination for governor. Roby Brock caught up with Rutledge to discuss her early announcements and a few other topics. Here's a portion of that interview on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics.
You announced a little over a week ago that you're going to be a candidate for Arkansas governor in 2022, almost 2.5 years ahead of time there. Why did you feel the need to announce so early?
I wanted to make sure that Arkansans knew my intentions and that I did want to continue in public service and have the opportunity to serve as governor of Arkansas. Yes, it is early, but the primary is less than 2 years away. And this is, I believe, the time that we will be electing. You know, the decision is going to be made in May that Arkansas is now a deep red state, and we're very blessed for that. And so I wanted Arkansans to look back at my record over the last 5.5 years to see what all we've accomplished at the Attorney General's office. I'm going to keep working hard as the Attorney General for the next 2.5 years, working with Governor Hutchison on these issues. But it's important to also look into the future.
Well, let's talk about your record as Attorney General,
sure.
Which you will be running on. Obviously, you will have had 8 years in the office by the time you leave office. What are you going to run on? What are you going to say are your biggest accomplishments as Attorney General?
Well, I think as we look back over my term as Attorney General, you'll see that we protected Arkansans not only from crime, but also protected taxpayer money. In the Medicaid fraud unit, for example, in the first 4 years of my administration, we had more Medicaid fraud convictions than the 16 years prior to that. Likewise, we've increased cyber crimes, increased awareness of the office. Every year, I go to all 75 counties meeting with Arkansans in their town. The office goes to all 75 counties, holding mobile offices. We've made the office more accessible so more people can have access to those services and being smart with our money. We've decreased the budget. We've increased accessibility and services. I don't think you can get much better than that in government.
So do you already have some things you want to stake your platform for governor on, or is there anything in particular that you can already point to as an initiative? I know it's early. It's still obviously two and a half years away, but do you have some things that you want to emphasize?
Well, I think that some priorities of mine are going to be making Arkansas first, and that's not just a phrase. That's what we need to think about. I am tired of mediocrity. You know, when Arkansas, you know, we're 48th, we're 49th. It's time to be first in educational opportunities, to make sure that parents have the opportunity to decide what's best for their children and to ensure those children are getting education where they can go anywhere, get a job. Speaking of jobs, we want to make sure Arkansas becomes first in manufacturing. Throughout this pandemic, we have seen the need for Arkansas and for America to bring those jobs back to the United States. And why not bring them right back here to the natural state where we have the workforce, we have the integrity and the ethics to put people to work. Also, looking at ensuring healthcare is accessible, taking care of folks with pre-existing conditions, making sure we have good education, making sure we have good highways and infrastructure. All of these things are important, but putting Arkansas first.
By not being first right now, is that a criticism of the Asa Hutchinson administration?
Absolutely.
That we haven't moved to
no,
number one?
No, absolutely not. I think it's that I work very closely with our governor. I think he's done a phenomenal job over these last 5.5 years, and particularly these last several months guiding us through this pandemic. And I believe that Governor Hutchinson has demonstrated the need to have a trusted leader as your governor. We can't have someone who has not been in a position to make decisions. We need someone who has made decisions, has sat at the head of the table and says, yes, the buck stops here.
I want to give you a chance to respond to some criticisms that have been out there in the public sphere. Let's start first with the Rutledge report that you have been airing on airwaves across the state of Arkansas. You have changed those. Is that subject to the criticism that you received about them, or why did you make changes
to the Rutledge
not promoting your name in those?
Well, the Rutledge report is something that we actually started on radio and has been running this entire time I've been the attorney
general. I've heard it in Arkansas football games.
There you go. So we've actually started on radio. We moved it to television last fall and then ramped it up during the pandemic because as soon as Governor Hutchinson declared that state of emergency, I knew that we were going to have a problem with price gouging. And so we cut a new public service announcement so that way we could air it statewide. And those in media should certainly understand when you are buying spots to reach all four corners of the state, it gets a little expensive. And to make sure that we reach people in Lake Village, we reach people in Gravette and in Texarkana and Poughkeepsie, you know, it shouldn't just be folks in Little Rock and Fayetteville that get the news. Every Arkansan should get Arkansas news. So we switched from price gouging to talking about child abuse with all these young kids at home. They should have been at school with those mandated reporters, but instead they're at home with adults who may not love them as they should. And that's why we switched to child abuse and then to cyber crimes, Medicaid fraud, and certainly with prescription drugs. So we're covering topics that are important to Arkansans that affect their daily lives. They've been extremely effective.
And that is Leslie Rutledge, who is term limited as the state's attorney general. That's a position she has held since 2015. She was reelected to the office in 2018. Governor Asa Hutchinson, who is also a Republican, is term limited and cannot serve a third term. For more of that interview, visit our sister website at talkbusiness.net. In other news this week, the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville will reopen this Saturday at noon with a few new guidelines in place, of course. And Mercy Hospital in Rogers has opened a new inpatient rehab unit with 22 beds. Mercy has partnered with Kentucky-based Kindred Hospital Rehab Services to operate the new unit. And Fayetteville-based outdoor apparel retailer Lives In Designs will launch the second version of its Flex Canvas Pants this fall. The pants are made mostly of recycled materials, and the company has received some industry magazine attention in recent weeks for the success of the original version of those pants. You can find those stories online at nwabusinessjournal.com. Visit us often and on Facebook and Twitter, where you'll find our latest reporting each and every day. And that is all for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.